spend some time honoring people who often are not acknowledged or honored, and certainly not within the context of a church worship service. So while this remembrance ritual is indeed about the people we'll be talking about, it's also a time for you to reflect upon the places in your own life that perhaps have been ignored or pushed aside or left unspoken. Transgender Americans are facing an epidemic of violence. 27 trans people, mostly women of color, were murdered in the United States in 2017, tying it with 2016 as the deadliest year on record. A lot of people are misgendered by police, and some homicides are not reported at all, so there are probably more. So as of now, in 2018, 22 homicides of trans Americans have been reported. And as you will see, there is a disproportionate number of women of color. So this morning, we are taking our time to acknowledge those lives that have been lost this year. And the details of their murders are readily available on the internet, but I decided this morning that we are going to acknowledge the lives that they lived. And in so doing, after every three or four names and stories are read by John and I'm going to invite those who are holding roses for the individual's name to come forward and add them up here to our communal vase, which is empty at the moment. And in so doing, we remember the beauty of the lives that have been lost. And as those roses are being brought forward after every three or four names have been read, we're going to sing a refrain. And I invite Christina to come forward, and we're going to practice this once through. Sure. Well, if you can click forward to one of the slides with the lyrics on it. Thank you. Oh, that's interesting. You can really tell we're doing some interesting things this morning.
I need those last three words
of song of love. And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find, and I'll bring a song of love.
And a rose in the winter time.
Right, right.
Okay, so let's play that one.
And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And bring a song of love
and a rose in the wintertime.
Winter,
we know this one, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. So Christina will lead us as we do that repeatedly throughout this. And I'll invite John to come forward with me now, and we will read the names, and then I will invite people holding roses for these folks to come forward then. So these are in chronological order of their death this year. So the first one is Krista Lee Steele Knudselen. And Krista was 42, of North Adams, Massachusetts, and was the founder of the Miss Trans America and Miss Trans New England pageants.
We also remember Vicky Gutierrez, an immigrant from Honduras, described as a beautiful soul who is really nice to everyone and would offer any type of support when someone would need it, by friends who set up a crowdfundraising page to raise money for her funeral expenses. She was active in the Los Angeles trans community, working with the Los Angeles LGBT Center on Trans Remembrance Day of events.
Zakaria Fry. Zakaria's friends describe her lovingly. You were such a fun and positive person despite all the challenges you faced in life, her friend wrote on Facebook. You were a brave, strong, and inspirational woman. Your spirit lives on and you are missed by many. May you rest in peace. I now invite those who are holding roses for Krista, Vicky, and Zakaria to please bring them forward and add them to the vase here. And remember, we'll be singing, "And I'll Bring You Hope When Hope Is Hard to Find, and I'll Bring a Song of Love and a Rose in the Winter Time."
remember Celine Walker, a friend of Naomi Michaels, wrote on Facebook that Celine Walker, age 36, lived a low-key life where she did whatever she needed to be done in order for her to survive, and was not a pageant girl or a club-goer.
We remember Tanya Harvey. Social media posts by friends describe Harvey, who sometimes went by the nickname Keita, as sweet and loving, and the black Cameron Diaz.
Felicia Mitchell. Felicia Mitchell and partner Shane Mitchell had been together for about 30 years, ever since Felicia fled her less than accepting family in Pittsburgh. They were not legally married, but they had an unofficial ceremony last May in which she took his last name. Felicia earned a high school equivalency diploma and worked as a hairstylist, and Shane did odd jobs. Shane said their relationship endured and had even become stronger through hard times, including periods of homelessness. "I miss her tremendously," he told Cleveland's Plain Dealer. "That's my soulmate. We went together everywhere. We did everything together. We always held hands on the bus. Years ago, people didn't respect that, but now they do."
Would those with roses for Celine, Tanya, and Felicia please bring them forward now to add to the vase here? And let us sing.
And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And I'll bring a song of love and a rose in the winter time.
We remember Amia Tyree Berryman. Amia Tyree Berryman was 28 years old. Berryman's family declined to speak to local media.
Sasha Wall. Wall, who lived in a mobile home in near Pageland, South Carolina, was remembered fondly by friends on social media. On Facebook, Donovan Dunlap recalled taking photos of her saying, "You stayed ready for the camera. I will miss you, my beautiful sister. I cannot sleep. I hope they find who did this."
Carla Patricia Flores Pavon. "You are always a good person," her friend Gia York Herrera wrote on Facebook, also noting that the loss hurts so much. York Herrera added, "God give comfort to your family and friends, and I send you a hug and a kiss as always."
With those with roses for Amia, Sasha, and Carla, please bring them forward now to add to the vase. And let us sing.
And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And I'll bring a song of love and a rose in the time.
We remember Nino Fortson. Initial media reports misgendered Fortson. Something called out by friends and allies on social media. The Atlanta Police Department responded with this statement. "Our preliminary investigation did not in any way indicate that this individual identified as transgender."
Gigi Pierce. Gigi Pierce was originally from Boise, Idaho, and it wasn't clear how long she had been in Portland. A friend remembered Pierce as someone full of life, always trying to help somebody.
Antasha English. She was an unapologetic, bold, and loyal person, friend Talia Smith said. English had won several pageants and performed regularly at local nightclub in cahoots.
With those with roses for Nino, Gigi, and Antasha, please bring them forward now to add to the vase here. And let us sing.
And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find.
We remember Diamond Stevens. Diamond Stevens' family is devastated. "We're hurting really bad," Stevens' cousin Georgia Brown said. "I don't really know what words to say other than we need God to help us and give us strength to make it through the situation, and pray to God that whoever did this is found."
Catalina Christina James. Catalina's mother describes her as the life of the party, with a love of travel and dancing.
Keisha Wells. Her best friend, Sheila Jones, described her as a tough cookie, but the nicest person ever. Wells loved dressing up and frequenting nightclubs, Jones added, but she also had suffered a great deal of loss, as her mother and brother had died recently, and her sister had been in a coma for the past year.
Would those with roses for Diamond, Catalina, and Keisha please bring them forward to add to the vase, and let us sing.
And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And I'll bring a song of love and a rose in the winter time.
We remember Sasha Garden. Garden, an advocate for transgender women and outreach coordinator for HIV and AIDS organization Miracle of Love, was a sex worker saving money to transition and become a hairstylist. Garden was known as an outgoing spirit. "She was a firecracker, very outspoken," said Montrese Williams. "She didn't hold her tongue for anyone or anybody. Her womanhood was one of those things she stood up for. She didn't tolerate any disrespect at all."
Dejanay Stanton. She was so sweet. Every time you saw her, she had a smile on her face, said Laceda Wade, executive director of Brave Space Alliance. She was just trying to live her best life as a young girl.
Vantasha Bell. Police and media misgendered her, but a Louisiana activist organization identified her correctly. Bell's death is a reminder of the current climate and national discourse on trans issues, said the release from the Louisiana Trans Advocates. Dehumanizing language and actions lower the barriers to this kind of senseless violence. She was just 18 years old.
With those with roses for Sasha, Dejanay, and Vantasia, please bring them forward now to the add to the vase while we sing.
And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And I'll bring a song of love and a rose in the winter time.
We remember Sean T. Tucker. Friends recall Tucker, who worked in a beauty supply store, as a sincere and down-to-earth person.
London Moore. Police said the crime was an isolated incident and that they believe she knew her killer, who remains at large. Activists point out, however, that there is an epidemic of violence against trans Americans, especially women of color, and said Moore's death should be investigated as a hate crime.
Nikki Enriquez. Nikki Enriquez, 28, was described by family members as very outgoing, always smiling, and loved by the gay community.
Sierra Minaj Carter Frazier. Friends and loved ones left messages of mourning on Frazier's Facebook profile picture. "Daughter, I'm so hurt right now. Love you to the moon and back. Rest easy," one said. Another read, "Can't believe what I'm reading. We didn't always see eye to eye, but we loved each other. Rest in roses, friend." With those with roses, for Shanti, London, Nikki, and Ciara, please bring them forward now to add to our growing bouquet. and let us sing.
And I'll bring you hope when hope is hard to find. And I'll bring a song of love and a rose in the winter time.
Now going to add another rose for our veterans and a rose for the people who were affected by the shooting this week, and a rose in acknowledgement of all the work there is to do in the world. Would you please join me in a time of meditation, prayer, and reflection? On this Transgender Day of Remembrance, we remember. We remember those who have been murdered for being who they are, those who face violence on a daily basis, those who have lost loved ones, and those who worry for loved ones. May we come to a time when we cease to shame children around their identity, their expression, where we allow for freedom and exploration for everyone to determine who and what they are. May we come to a world that operates from love, especially when things are difficult and confusing, as they so often are now. May all of us who live with the threat of violence find support, strength, community, hope, and safety. We acknowledge, too, the knowledge of violence that so often rocks our lives on a daily basis. Just this week, we witnessed another shooting at a night spot this time. Whether it's a school or movie theater, synagogue or bar, we know that we can do better as human beings. Meanwhile, fires rage on, and the fires of our daily lives, illness, job loss, marriage troubles, addiction, mental health struggles, those burn too. And yet we come together in hope, knowing that it is a personal journey for each of us to discover where hope is, but we need the strength and support of a community to continue finding those places of hope. Let us take a moment of silence to reflect on where we find hope when faced with times like these, where we find hope amidst the fires of our own challenges.
let us remember to keep finding and giving hope when hope is hard to find. And I invite you to open your eyes and look at the bouquet that we have created this morning. A bouquet in memory of so many lives of courage, lives lost, but ones that we remember. Let us look for beauty when we struggle to find it, just as we found the beauty in the roses of the lives we acknowledged this morning. Let us bring that song of love to those in need. Let us bring those roses of beauty that warm the chill of winter.
A few years ago, I attended a transgender Day of Remembrance service. As I walked out, I felt both moved and pleased that the congregation had taken the time to remember those trans folk who had been murdered, their lights snuffed out far too early. And as I walked along, I encountered a friend who is also a trans man, someone whose identity as a trans person you'd never know if he didn't tell you. It was a good service, I said, looking at him. And then I stopped, seeing something in his eyes. What? I asked quietly. It was a good service, he said slowly, and an important one. It's just that once again, we trans people are more important to others in death rather than life. That really hit home for me. And I vowed then and there that any future transgender Day of Remembrance services I participated in would take time to not only remember the dead, but to acknowledge the many gifts of all the trans people in the world. And one of those gifts, it's a gift
I don't think most of them ask for, but one that they exercise, is courage. It takes courage to stand up and admit the truth of who you are, especially knowing others won't understand it. It takes courage to speak that which has been unspoken.
And to be transgender right now,
well, it's never been easy. But in this particular time, it's especially difficult.
The U.S. president's push to restrict transgender military service has been quietly working its way through the court for months. I don't know if you've noticed, because it's been obscured by all kinds of other headlines. There's a lot going on, right? But it's there. And Trump's Justice Department and a group of transgender plaintiffs are set to make their arguments to a federal appeals court in D.C. on December 10th, coming up very quickly here.
As of 2 weeks ago, it was announced that the current administration was considering implementing a strict definition of gender that, if it comes to pass, would effectively curtail federal civil rights and protections for trans people across the country. So it's never been easy to be a trans person, but these are especially frightening times. And so courage is something we can appreciate all the more in those who speak their truths. Because we all have truths that sometimes remain unspoken. We all have things we need to lift up where our voices need to be louder and stronger. You know, I've never considered myself naturally a particularly bold person in action or speak. My natural boldness is reserved for in here, in my head, in my thoughts. Ideally, I would like to move through the world gently. I like to be the peacemaker between people. I like to say that your perspective has merit, and of course yours does too, and can't we all just get along? But I'm finding that is less and less tolerable in the times we live in. I'm finding that there is more and more a right side and a wrong side, more and more clearly delineated. And there are reminders that the struggle between good and evil is a real one. This week marks the 80th anniversary of Kristallnacht,
a time to remember. Back in November 9th, 1938, when the Nazis killed at least 91 people, burned down hundreds of synagogues, vandalized and looted 7,500 Jewish businesses, and arrested up to 30,000 Jewish men, many of whom were taken away to concentration camps. Historians note this date, 80 years ago this week, as the beginning of the Holocaust. And here we are, and I don't want to be too extreme when I say this, but I can't help but acknowledge that many sociologists and historians liken the climate of our country right now to that very same time in Germany. I think there's a difference, though. The difference is that humanity has had that much more time to practice raising our voices. Since then, we have raised our voices about racial injustice, gay rights, transgender identities, women's rights. We have had more practice being loud when we see injustice taking place. We have more experience to notice the signs ahead of time. And we know when we hear words about hordes of migrant caravans coming to invade, rape, and pillage the people of the United States, that what we hear is rhetoric designed to incite, that we can point to all kinds of historical instances where that same kind of rhetoric has been used. We know that when we hear talk of erasing transgender identities, that it's all about preying on people's deepest prejudices and fears. We know that when we hear talk of embracing nationalism, that talk, that word, fuels, energizes, and legitimizes the racists among us. We know that something is desperately wrong when yet another shooting takes place. And I'll be honest with you folks, I have trouble even feeling anything about this one at this point. The numbness sets in. And yet I know our hearts need to be with the people in Thousand Oaks. And yet again, we know something is wrong when the conversation is once again steered away from practical solutions like reasonable gun control. We know this old playbook of manipulation. We have seen it before as the human race. And so what we need now is courage. Courage to keep speaking our truths, just as so many transgender people have spoken their truths. I wonder, in your own life, there must have been a time when you've had to say something, perhaps to a spouse or family member, perhaps to a friend, when you had something to say that was hard. I used to write down notes, sometimes a full script when it was really hard. You can only get away with that on a phone call, though, right? But it took bravery to say whatever you had to say. It took everything you had to get it out. And so I know that strength is in us, that we've all had to practice it from time to time. And I think it's that strength that we have to keep calling upon in the days ahead. This week, Hindus celebrate Diwali, the spiritual victory of light over darkness, good over evil, and knowledge over ignorance. I think we can take our cue from Diwali and our own chalice right there, making sure our light is strong and steady. I leave us with these words from my dear friend Barb Grieve. Barb is a trans man who served as the director of religious education while I was assistant minister up at the Mount Diablo Unitarian Universalist Church. And Barb now serves as the co-moderator of the Unitarian Universalist Association. Moderator, if you don't know, is the highest level volunteer position in all of the UUA. And Barb writes, "An acknowledgement of lives lived, not necessarily lives lost. Blessed are the trailblazers who have brought us this far and are still trailblazing and still celebrating. Blessed are the drag queens and kings who remind us not to take life too seriously. Blessed are the gender benders, non-binary, gender fluid, and third gender folk, those who challenge us to reframe our paradigms. Blessed are the young ones who are who they are fearlessly from the start. Blessed are their parents who make space for freedom and love their children fiercely. Blessed are the siblings and relatives who educate, support, and love us all as we are. Blessed are the genderqueer youth who are struggling and persist. Blessed are the 90-year-olds just coming out and those who have been out for decades. Blessed are those whose lives are cut too short. May their stories live on through us. And blessed are the survivors. May they keep on living. And blessed are the allies learning to be accomplices. Blessed are those who are gathered here today, witnessing, learning, celebrating. May we all continue showing up, fighting for justice, celebrating all the wonderful, exquisite variations in life.
And I will add, because I know Barb would be okay with that. May we continue to speak our truths, whatever they are, because they are needed in this world we live in, to speak that which would be otherwise unspoken, that frees us from the tyranny of a life inauthentically and unjustly lived. And that is something that humanity deserves to claim for itself. Hard and long, though the road may be.
Our offering is a vital way to show our gratitude to this community. By giving to UUCF, we know that this community of caring will continue to do its good and work in the world. We thank you for your generosity.
We are indeed singing a new song. We are growing roses in winter time. We are building a new way. Would you please rise in body or spirit for our closing hymn, number 1017, Building a New Way.
We are working to be free. cherish this chalice, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. Would you please join hands for our closing words? And we'll create hope when hope is hard to find. And we'll write a song of love and grow roses in desperate times. Until we meet again, amen, shalom, salam, namaste, and blessed be. Go now in peace.
Oh, and take a rose if you would like.